Well, you all remember Alfred Hitchcock, the great film director that was so successful in producing a tense atmosphere in his suspense thrillers. Well, among his friends, Alfred Hitchcock, who was, as you know, a man of ample proportions, could also create a tense atmosphere when he was waiting for his dinner. Because there's a story about how he was at a private dinner party and he was disappointed in the small portions that were served to him. After dinner, the host said to Alfred Hitchcock, "Oh, I do hope that you will come and dine with us again soon." And he responded, "By all means, let's start now." Another time, Alfred Hitchcock was watching with fascination as his wife prepared a cheese souffle. And as she put in the oven and shut the door, he stood transfixed, staring at the oven. And every now and then, every few minutes, he would say, "What is going on in there?" And he would say it in a low voice so there would be no noise to disturb the prevent the rising of the souffle. Well, finally, when Mrs. Hitchcock opens the oven door and reveals a perfect cheese souffle, Alfred Hitchcock is filled with nervous exhaustion. And he says, "No more souffles as long as we have an oven without a glass door, because I cannot stand the suspense." So longing for good food is more than just a human pastime for us, a favorite popular human pastime. For the Israelites, in our first reading, they remembered and how they used to sit round the flesh pots of Egypt and eat to their heart's content. And that sure sounded good to them, especially when they found themselves in the desert. But God was faithful to them in giving them what they needed so that they would not starve. Not the flesh pots that they wanted, but quails in the evening and this fine granular substance for breakfast. So that when the Israelites saw this substance in the morning, they said, "What is that?" And hence it was called manna, because that's what manna means. What is that? It does. Now, when Jesus miraculously multiplied the loaves and fish, which we heard about last week, he did not do it so much as to give the people the food that they wanted, but he did it to perform a sign to show that he was the bread of life that they needed. And in today's gospel, those same people cannot get past the food that filled their stomach. So Jesus says to them, "Do not work for food that goes bad, but work for food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." Unfortunately, isn't that what we all tend to do? We spend a lot of time and energy working, so to speak, for food that goes bad. Passing entertainments and diversions and material things that we want, but which really do not satisfy our deepest hungers. Instead of working, so to speak, for the food that endures for eternal life, which only we receive from Jesus, the bread of life. And that means investing the time and energy in our ongoing faith formation and in the spiritual disciplines. But to discern what we need from what we want, we must believe in the one whom God has sent, Jesus, the bread of life, and that he is the one who can satiate our hunger and slake our thirst. Now, intuitively, we all sense that, and that is why we are here. Because we hunger for a love that does not disappoint. We hunger for meaning in our life. We hunger for a bread that does not fail to satisfy. And so we come here with faith, ready to work for the food that endures for eternal life. And that work means that sometimes we come here when we wish that we were elsewhere, but we come here anyway. And sometimes what happens here leaves us untouched, so that we say, what is that? Like the Israelites did, even though it is in fact what we need. And sometimes we come here distracted by a litany of worries that we will not go away. But Jesus says that he is the true bread that gives us life. And so we come here ready to work, not for food that goes bad, but to carry on God's work, which, as Jesus says, is to believe in him, the bread that God has sent. And to believe in him is not an intellectual project. To believe in Christ means to engage him through the sacraments, through our ongoing faith formation, and through the spiritual disciplines, and to serve him and to give our lives over to him. That is what it means to work for the food that endures for eternal life. And so if we can just push our way through all these things that we think we want, we know that Jesus Christ, the bread of life, is who we need. For as John says elsewhere in his gospel, eternal life is this, to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. May he be glorified forever. Amen.